This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sheening, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Raj.
And as usual, we have our producer in the studio. It's Christine. Christine, say hello, but in a different language to yesterday, please.
Ohayo!
There we go.
Ooh.
We've got a new thing
on
going
point.
On. She has to do it a different language each day for as many times as we can. Now, of course, we have a question for you today. We're going to be asking you about mobile phones and what you would like to see on your mobile phones. Of course, we've seen Apple release three new phones over the last few days, and I say new phones in air quotes because all that's really changed is the camera function. Well, and the camera hardware on those. So we thought, you know, it's okay, other than losing the 3.5mm headphone jack, what would you actually like to see? If you were to sit down with a phone designer and design your perfect phone, what would you want on it? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Insta Story at BFM Radio and on Twitter at BFM Radio. We already have some answers on Twitter, and I can see you living up to your name, Born Rebel, who's already said no more mobile phones, no one invented it, no one has any idea what it is. Born Rebel indeed. That is the question that we're going with. What do you want on your mobile phone? We then have a story, of course, an update to our Malaysian food fight. The Malaysian Food Champions League is intensifying. We are down to the semi-finals.
We have the results for our semi-finals. Yeah.
And then we're wrapping up how Speedy Video has ground to a halt.
Yes.
So there we go. Right. So Apple, of course, were expected to introduce three upgraded iPhones as a successor to its more affordable iPhone XR. It looks to hold its share of the premium smartphone market, where prices are hovering around $1,000. I'll say that again, $1,000, around about 4,000 ringgit. But services, subscriptions, and online content will likely share the stage, of course, as we saw yesterday. Was it called Apple Plus? Is it called?
TV Plus.
TV Plus is TV something Plus. That we're looking at. Recently I want to say upgraded, but it is an upgrade from my iPhone 6. I went out and I purchased a Samsung S10 Plus. First upgrade I've done in 5-6 years, I think. And the reason that I did that is not necessarily because it has a bunch of new stuff that my phone didn't have, but it was a faster processor, stuff wasn't hanging, it still had a headphone jack. I like the idea that there's wireless charging, all kinds of stuff that kind of came as standard with the phone. And then you look around at like features that you might want on that phone. And there's a few things that I've thought of that, you know, like the health monitoring stuff that we see on some of the wristbands and stuff. The S10 has that. It has a thing on the back where you can put your finger on it and it checks your pulse and it checks your oxygen levels and a few bits and pieces.
So oxygen levels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a really nice, useful little feature. As you know, as you get older, these are the little things you want to look after, right? Step counter, already built in. But I think it all depends on, one, how old you are, two, how much tech you want to get involved with, and three, just how easy you want to be able to use your phone, right? Because there are some phones out there that are hella complicated, and there are some that are very, very simple. Now, I'm all for a simple phone. There are some phones out there that do have a built-in FM radio. But when they have that FM radio built in, they tend to have far fewer smart features, should I say.
Oh.
And I don't know why that is. I'm sure somebody out there who's a lot more tech savvy than me will be able to let me know. But what would you guys like to see on your phones moving forward?
Okay, you start, Arv.
Battery life. So that's like my number one thing. If I didn't have to charge the phone for, I don't know, like 3 days, 4 days, that would be okay. Like a week is maybe asking for too much if you're a heavy phone user, or use it for messaging or, you know, contacting people and stuff. But if the battery could last me 3 to 4 days without needing me to charge it, then that would be like my number one thing, battery life.
What would you be willing to kind of sacrifice to have better battery life?
I mean, personally, I don't use much of anything on the phone, so I don't know what I would give up, but I would maybe, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know what feature I would like trade in for battery life.
Why should you have to trade something in for larger battery life? Well, longer battery life.
Basically, because the more features your phone has, the more battery it will use, right? So even stuff like low-powered Bluetooth over time uses a lot of energy. depending on where you are in the city, 4G can also use a lot of power because it's constantly polling and one thing or another. Ords, what about you?
Oh, top three, the headphone jack.
Yeah.
And larger storage capacity, I think, because I have a family that just keeps sending me good morning messages every morning and I'm just tired of deleting them. So larger storage capacity. And I think what would be great would be like anti-fingerprint screen.
Anti-smudge
screen, because like... my phone just looks awful because of the smudges.
It's a fingerprint magnet, is it?
It is, and all phones are, right?
They are, unless
you have like the protector, like the matte protector and stuff.
But even then, if you have one of those really nice phones that has a really nice finish to it and it's that beautiful glossy color, then you know, the second you pick it up and touch it, boom.
Smudge. Yeah. What about, I would like my phone to have a projector in it. I would like it to be like a mini projector that I just carry on. So wherever there's like a flat surface or blank surface or white surface, I can use it as a projector to just show movies or, you know, watch movies on a screen that's bigger than my TV.
But if you had a projector on your phone, then you'd need like a handy kickstand as well. Right?
Yeah.
So that the phone, you don't have to hold the phone up against the walls.
You could get a pop socket like I've got.
A pop socket?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe something that looks better than a pop socket.
Hey, yeah, like,
yes. Hey, what is there's nothing wrong. I've got a nice sleek black one, you know.
Sure.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff we could have on there. I mean, we've had suggestions. You know, in the past, we've spoken about stuff like this before. FM radio was a big thing.
Yeah.
Arv's battery life was definitely a big thing. Projector's a new one, though, I think. And I've even seen keychains that have a little mini projector in as well. Have you seen those?
Mm.
You can connect a little HDMI cable to and it projects onto your TV. You've not seen those?
No. Oh. I'm just thinking, like, you know, the torch on your phone is so powerful that people don't buy torch lights anymore. Like back then, like people used to buy actual torch lights and keep them at home in case of like a power outage or something. Now it's just your phone. You just pull it out of your pocket and the torch light on your phone is so strong that it basically lights up like a whole room.
Yeah.
So if you have that much power in a phone and you had enough battery life, you could use that as a projector to project movies on your, you know, whatever screen you have.
Mm. Okay, folks, that's where we are. That's what we're thinking about. Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, if you could add stuff to your phone or if you had features. What features would you like to see on your phone, essentially? We are constantly told what features we're supposed to have. You know, these things are pushed down our throats a lot. Stuff that, you know, wireless charging that some of us might use or might not use, which seemed to be a great idea, but how many of you actually use wireless charging?
Has it been perfected yet?
Yeah, there's a couple of people in the office that I know use that. The NFC stuff sounds like a great idea on paper, but I don't think I've actually ever used it. Bluetooth headsets are obviously a big thing right now, but a lot of people really do want that cable. Let us know what you think. What features would you like to see on phones in the future? 018-789-8899, number on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram, both at BFM Radio. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we managed to get a few people around the office to give us their opinion on what they'd like on their phones. Let us know what you want. We've got some music coming up from the Feelies. Gone, 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 here on BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury with...
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Raj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We are asking you a simple question today. If you could pick a bunch of features for your future phone, what would they be? Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've asked for a bunch of feedback. We've got some. We've got WhatsApps, we've got tweets, we've got Insta story responses. Where should we go first? Let's go to WhatsApp first.
So this is actually an SMS that came in, and this is from Tan, who says, FM radio, strong battery and secure operating system.
Oh, yes, like it.
We've got another one here by Vim. Vimalan, I think. And Vimalan says, why have they not made a solar-powered phone? Or have they? We've got one, another one that came quite early by Farid, who says 5G support. And a cute one here from Eugene, who says, I know what most of us want. Watch Iron Man, guys. We need holographic features, if that's not obvious enough. And, of course, a Jarvis.
Yes,
Jarvis on the phone. Chin Wang on Twitter says, for now I want a phone with 10 times optical zoom in the camera. That's my full name, says FM Radio. No need to have data to listen to the radio. And Jonathan Tan says, identification card, driver's license and passport substitute. That's dangerous, yeah. Especially with all the data leakage stuff going around. And especially if you're connected to Facebook. Mm. You might want to be careful about what you have on your phone.
Okay, but just for a moment, let's imagine the world is perfect and there's no such thing as data leakage.
Sure.
That's a great idea.
It is.
If you could find a company that could kind of encrypt that data, I think there's somebody onto a winner there. And I'm sure that there's a company already out there that's developing this idea. Mm-hmm. I do remember, I think it's a company based in Dubai who are using blockchain technology to do something very similar to the passport stuff.
I have a question. You know, what is our optical zoom at right now? Because, you know, Chin Wang said, you know, she or he wants a phone with 10 times optical zoom in the camera. So what is it at right now?
I think it goes to about 4 or 5, isn't it?
Is it already at 10?
Is that for an optical, though, or is that for digital? Because it goes to, I know it goes optical to a certain point, and then it has to go digital and does a digital zoom, doesn't it?
And then it just blurs out and
then it goes blur. Because
When I read that 10 times optical zoom, I was like, oh, this is like James Bond stuff, right? Because you can zoom and spy and like, why would someone want something like that?
It's like a telescope.
Yeah. Over to Insta Story. Michelle, our former intern, has said, you know, Iron Man thing as well, a hologram like Tony Stark has. And then some guy said they want customizable privacy settings because some of the privacy settings you can't mess around with. The ability to play music from YouTube on your lock screen.
Yes.
Yeah, yep, that would be useful, right? And if you've seen Westworld, the phone and laptop from Westworld.
What's the phone and laptop from Westworld?
It's just a very fancy-looking, slim phone that you can kind of fold out, and it's kind of modular looking. It's very.
I thought ones that's like pre-loved by Anthony Hopkins or something.
That too. But of course, these are just our opinions and your opinions. Do keep those messages coming in. But whilst we're sat here, Christine managed to run around the office and get some opinions of people in the office as to what features they would like to see on their phones. And this is what they had to say.
A solar-powered phone or, you know, a solar-charging battery, yeah.
I would like to see holograms. I think they are super cool. And if the phone is just a piece of glass, is how I think a lot of phone makers are trying to achieve, just imagine holding a piece of glass and then it projects a hologram. That would be so awesome.
Okay, with the risk of sounding ridiculous, how about we have a phone with wheels on it? So imagine an alarm clock that runs away from you as you try to snooze it, you know? Be really effective, I think. Also, a phone that can fetch you things, I think it's just a great addition, yeah.
At the risk of not sounding ridiculous. A phone with wheels and a phone that can fetch you things. Okay, that's taking things to a different direction, I suppose.
So I'm thinking, right, if we're going to take things into a different direction, I really love the way our phones are right now, just like they're sleek and they feel good in your hand and all. But I miss the old Moto Razr, I think that's what it was called.
The flip phone.
It was really sleek, you know, and it looked very futuristic with its light-up keypad and all. I miss that. And I would like for the phones of the future to be able to flip. Not fold, but flip.
Huh. What's the difference between folding and flipping?
The folding one breaks.
Yeah.
Because of the hinges. That's the difference.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, I would want a foldable phone that actually works.
Right.
Like one that doesn't, you know, when they figure out how to make the hinges work, that would be nice. Because it'd be nice to pack a phone and a tablet and a Kindle into like one device without having to have like two or three. Because that's the whole thing about having these devices, right? You want it to be like all in one. But now if you want to read books, then you need to ideally have a Kindle. If you want to maybe use it as a notepad or for drawing and stuff, you need either a note or a tablet, and then you have your phone, which kind, you know, it defeats the purpose of having like one smart device.
Do you remember the time where people used to walk around with their tablet and actually answer the phone? They look like they're picking up a book, right? That was fun times.
Yeah. About the holographic stuff, I think Red Hydrogen 1, so that was the phone that were coming out last year. It was supposed to be a holographic phone, but then people tested it and it wasn't exactly holographic. it was pseudo-holographic. Mm. So it looks like a hologram, but it's still not, you know, Iron Man, Jarvis kind of tech.
We're not there yet, are
we? No. We're far from there.
Christine would like a better inbuilt photo and video editing, please.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That would be handy.
Yeah. Just to go back to what you were saying about the folding screens, I think the kind of thing that's holding us back with that is just that we don't have a way of making foldable displays and hinges work together, mm-hmm. right? And what was it we were supposed to have seen the launch of one of those huge TVs that folded into the floor?
Yeah.
Was it Samsung who was supposed to be releasing that?
LG had a TV that you could roll up into a tube.
Right.
Yeah, so those, it's like a prototype, but they're not sure how practical it is yet, I think.
Mm.
Mm. So those kinds of things, yeah.
I mean, if you take that into modern technology, it would be like walking around with a scroll. Da-ding!
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hello.
So what do you mean? It's gonna like roll into like you would carry it around like a yoga mat.
Mm, like a poster.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you could put it into one of those art tubes and just take it places and then open it up and then hey, a 4K TV. You know, you can. But yeah, so it's not on sale yet. There must be, you know, some specific reasons for that because
it don't work.
Because it doesn't work, or maybe you can fold it up a couple of times. But it's quite cool. Like the demo that they had at CES last year.
Yeah.
The LG sort of showed how you could like fold it and open it up and stuff, which is pretty nice. Once they figure that stuff out, then we might have like foldable devices and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are at the moment. We are asking you, what features would you like to see on the phone of the future? So far, we've had stuff like battery life, we've had better storage, no smudge screens,
mm-hmm.
a projector,
yep.
holograms, customizable privacy settings, better ways of editing photo and videos, being able to play YouTube. Music from YouTube on your lock screen and the phone or laptop from Westworld.
I think the YouTube thing would be my number one.
Yeah. Like, there must be a way of... You have an Android phone, right? There must be a way of being able to do it on Android, I am sure.
Every time you turn off the screen, then YouTube just stops playing.
It's irritating.
It is.
Let us know what you want. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, both at BFM Radio. A short break with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with You Don't Love Me. And when we come back, we have an update to our Malaysian food fight. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.